So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets.
MC Lobsher here, and thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is the show where cash is not king. Cashflow is king. In today's show, I'm going to talk about the war on small business. It's very important, if you're a business owner, to understand that there's a war on you. And there's a war currently on you. The war is going to accelerate. And it's extremely important to understand how it's being done to you to position yourself and your business to not only survive this war, but thrive on the other side of it. Warfare can be thought of in many ways, but most people don't know that there's many different types of warfare that could be performed upon an enemy. The first type of warfare is information warfare, and it's actually to psychologically attack the enemy. There's a lot of different examples of this. If you have watched any news or read any newspaper the past 18 months, you have been under attack through information warfare and propaganda and fear. And most people are unaware of this, but they have been psychologically attacked by their media and by their governments. That's information warfare. The second type of warfare is economic. Economic warfare comes in different shapes and sizes, whether it's sanctions, whether it's trade embargoes, and also whether it's tariffs and so forth, right? The warfare is economic. So what you're trying to do is damage the enemy economically so that you can beat them or have them succumb to whatever you want them to do without even firing a shot. The third type of warfare is kinetic. That's what people think about when they think of war. They think of, you know, bombs and bullets and troops and, you know, combat, kinetic warfare. But essentially, if you're really good at warfare, Sun Tzu would say, you wouldn't even need to physically battle because you would have already won the war just through information warfare, psychologically attacking and destroying the enemy, or destroying the enemy economically and bring them to their knees, right? Look at the fall of the Soviet Union. A lot of that was done through economic warfare. So if you do your job properly, there's no need for the third part of the warfare, which is kinetic, the third type. But essentially, there's a massive, massive attack on small businesses and a war on small businesses, and it's accelerated, especially the past 18 months. Before 2020, before draconian government lockdowns, where they locked their citizens down, they closed businesses, governments did, virus didn't do that. But even before that, there was a warfare on small businesses, and it was done through companies like Amazon. Amazon, which is essentially part of the U.S. government, because Amazon has massive cloud contracts with the CIA, with the FBI, and the U.S. government, and the government pays them billions of dollars every year for these cloud contracts. But essentially, that's where they made their money. They're a cloud company, and then they could undercut all of the other small businesses on products and sell them on their platform so that they drive all of them out of businesses. Just think of bookstores, what Amazon did to bookstores. And it's not only bookstores. We could list all of the industries that they've destroyed, basically, by undercutting the prices and putting most small businesses out of business, right? Because they could do that because they had all of these government contracts. That's how it was done before the past 18 months. The past 18 months and now currently, governments, through draconian measures, are locking down their citizens. The time of recording is still happening. And then also, they shut down small businesses. By the way, they left the big box stores open, right? The Walmarts, Amazon's still running, Home Depot, all of these other big giant corporations, megacorps, are still open, still operating, but the small independent businesses are shut down. So essentially, if you have enough money to give to politicians, and you could do it through many different ways, you can contribute to their nonprofit charities or their foundations, or you could contribute in the form of political contributions, you know, which is essentially bribes and payoffs. If you do that, you will be in favor with them, and you'll be allowed to stay open, where the small business, which is the heart and the soul of the towns that they're operating in, and by the way, the biggest source of employment for everyone in the United States and globally, small businesses employ more people than any other big megacorp collectively, you're being destroyed because you don't have lobbyists working on your behalf, and you also don't have massive amounts of money that you can write checks for foundations and for political campaigns that politicians are running. So you were shut down. There was a friend of mine that said, MC, something's wrong. I can go to, I cannot go down the street to my local florist to buy flowers for my wife for her birthday, but I could go to Walmart, which is open. And not only is it open, but there's 50 or 60 people in there and still buy the same flowers for her birthday. Something is wrong. And yes, something is wrong. Essentially, government in cahoots with big corporations are trying to shut down their competitors. Oldest trick in the book. If you read anything about history and business history and economic history, and you understand why certain families have been called robber barons, you understand that this is a trick that's been done over time. This is not the first time this has happened, but it's important to understand what is happening and what you could do about it. So the first part of warfare is locking down your competitors and slowly but surely flushing them out. Because essentially these rolling lockdowns will continue for 5 years if you read the International Monetary Fund documents, because there will be funding for these programs for the next 5 years. So you could flush out small businesses slowly but surely. Not many of them will survive over 5 years if you continually shut them down, open them back up, but impose these massive restrictions on them, the time they can stay open, the amount of people that are allowed in their physical place of business, you know, all that kind of nonsense. They know that they're going to squeeze you and they're going to flush you out in 5 years, essentially, right? So that's the first part of the war that's on you. The second way that you attack small businesses is the businesses that survive, you raise taxes on them, which is essentially what's being proposed in the United States right now. So if you were a small business and you survived the past couple of years and you bear to make, and you made it work and you make ends meet, your government's going to raise taxes on you. Again, they're going to sell it to you. Hey, these big evil corporations, don't pay taxes. We need to tax them. We need to raise taxes on corporations. They're not going to pay them anyway. It's the small businesses that's going to pay taxes. It's always worked that way. The big corporations, the Amazon, the Googles, the Facebooks, they don't pay taxes, even though there's a global wealth tax minimum proposed on them. They'll still find ways around this to not pay any taxes. So don't believe anything that your newspaper and that your news media is telling you. It's all nonsense. So the small businesses are going to pay higher taxes. That's all it's going to come down to. The third way that you're being attacked and that you're being squeezed is through the tax code. In the United States, the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, has hired 50% more folks. And who are they going after? Who are they going to audit? Who do you think? Small businesses, specifically hired and made their workforce bigger to go after small businesses. So first of all, you're going through rolling lockdowns, which would be psychological and economic warfare on you. Try to flush you out over the next couple of years. And if you survive that, they're going to raise your taxes. And if you survive that, they're going to come after you with audits to essentially put you out of business, because the tax code is about this thick. Nobody really knows it anymore. It's so crazy. So if you really wanted to target political opponents, which they're currently doing with the previous president, or you want to target small businesses, you just go after them through taxes. It's the simplest way to do that. But this is important to understand, that this is the war on small businesses. This is what they're doing. This is what's happening right now. Within our community, within our programs, we actually share actionable steps that you could do as a business owner to not only position yourself to survive this, but also thrive. And we'll continue to talk about solutions to this. But the first thing that you have to understand and have to be cognizant about is that you are under attack by your criminal governments, regardless of where you live in the world, because they're going after the folks that are the soul of the countries that they're living in, the people that employ and provide opportunities for the most amount of people in the countries that they're living in, the people that are self-reliant, independent, and offer these opportunities to other folks. They're coming after those folks. But essentially, in the big, great game, the Great Reset, where you will own nothing and be happy, if you want to have a world where most people are reliant on governments, you have to destroy self-reliance. You have to destroy independence. And that's why the target is squarely on small business owners. So now that you know that, we will continue to share solutions to this and things that you can do within our community and within our programs and on our platforms. We want to help as many people as we can. So please give us a like. Please give us a share. We want to make sure that we are getting to as many people that we can possibly get in front of, because we want to empower as many people as we can to become self-reliant in a time of massive chaos, during this time, to be on the right side of the greatest wealth transfer in human history. So check out all of our programs, check out all of our previous podcast episodes. There's 750 of them. All of this is at cashflowninja.com. Appreciate you spending most valuable resource, your time once again with me. Love infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.